While you're driving down the road in Nevada, you'll soon see a new set of historic markers to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the women's suffrage movement. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has the story.
In 1920, the 19th Amendment passed, granting most women in the United States the right to vote. Despite this federal action, voting measures were left up to the states. Some still suppressed voters, including African American, Asian, and Native American women. Now to honor the suffrage movement, the National Collaborative for Women's History Sites, known as NCWHS, is installing markers across the U.S.
Women had roles in society. Women were active before yesterday. They played a part in forming their communities, and eventually, when they won these rights, in governing their communities.
That's Joanne Goodwin. She's a board member of NCWHS and a professor of history at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. She says it's important to bring markers to Nevada. That's because the state granted women suffrage 6 years before the 19th Amendment was passed.
When women got the right to vote, they turned their suffrage organizations into voter education groups and organizations. So in Nevada, they would become the League of Women Voters, nonpartisan, and focused entirely on educating their members and the general public about issues and about candidates.
The first marker was recently installed in Tonopah. In 2020, Nevadans can see other markers in Reno, Carson City, Las Vegas, and Battle Mountain, the site of the first convention in Nevada to organize for women's suffrage in 1870. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.